Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 6:52 on Wisconsin's Morning News, Mike Spaulding in for Eric Bilstead today, and our friend from ESPN Milwaukee, Gabe Neitzel, in this house. I'm telling you, when I worked in Green Bay for WFRV TV Channel 5 Eyewitness News, when the bye week came, that was the story.
What do you mean that was the story?
When the Packers
isn't the point of the bye week is there is no story?
Well, the story was often, depending on when the bye would fall, particularly if it was during the holiday season, we knew how like businesses were overjoyed. Oh, people are going to come out of their house on this Sunday and actually shop or do something, anything other than remain shut in and watching the game. It was a legit news story in Green Bay.
So the Packers obviously have an economic impact on Green Bay just because, you know, 80,000 people are going to one spot. But you're telling me that the economic impact would continue just elsewhere in the city.
Yes.
When they didn't play because people would actually, you know, get their holiday shopping.
I think it was closer to the holiday season, had to be, when the bye fell one time when I was reporting on the weekends. And they sent me to the mall. And these businesses were like, this is great. It's going to be just great. All
so part of schedule watching in Green Bay is not just, okay, where do my tickets fall? Where do my package tickets fall? But it's also, where is the bye? So that way businesses can actually get some business.
When are we going to do anything else?
I'll say it's the honey-do list weekend, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of stuff getting done. No Badgers either. We're supposed to do Badgers. It ourselves.
Well, I mean, there's other games on. You don't have to, you know, have a rooting interest. But, I mean, it's going to be nice. Me, you know, go for a walk or something outside.
Spend time outside. With your family.
See the sun.
Yeah. I know it's not typically what we're used to or want to do. But, you know, you got to build up that equity.
Are there games you got your eye on this weekend?
You know, just kind of keeping an eye really on the Bears. I know they're playing the New England Patriots. The Bears should win that game. But after that, it gets really tough for the Bears, starting with the Packers. So just kind of doing a little, hey, okay, we'll check in on the Bears, see how they look before the Packers have to travel to Chicago next week. I mean, the game of the week was last night and ended up, you know, living up to that billing with the Ravens winning 35-34. But yeah, we're getting to that point in the NFL season where, you know, teams are starting to separate themselves. And I think that's why, you know, this is an important time for the Packers, even though they have the bye, to kind of fix some of the issues that have been ailing them. They're, you know, in third place in the division. There's a chance that that game against the Bears, if they win, is the loser ends up in last place in the division, right?
So they're, and maybe still making the playoffs.
Yeah, well, so that's the crazy part is right now the Packers are closer to last place in the division than they are first place, and it feels like at 6-3, you feel pretty happy with that. It's just that's how the division's gone this year.
You know,
year.
I feel sometimes that the bye week comes at a terrible spot. You know, your winners are three straight. Now you got a bye week. The bye week this year doesn't seem like it couldn't have come at a better time for the Packers. You have Jordan Love limping around out there. You have receivers that, for some reason, for the past 2 weeks, can't really catch a football. You have, you know, it just seems like it's coming at the right time for the team.
I feel every NFL team will tell you that whenever their bye week is, oh, this is the perfect time for the bye. This is great for us. This is perfect for it. But, I mean, there have been times where the Packers have had the bye like 4 or 5 weeks in, and that's just tough because it gives... realistically, having it right in the smack dab in the middle of your season, I think, is fantastic. Because, like you said, I mean, right now, I mean, first of all, they are kind of beat up. You know, for as healthy as they were for the first, you know, seven games of the season, you know, no Jair in the last game. You know, you mentioned Jordan Love being beat up. You know, Josh Jacobs played through an ankle injury. So just a little bit more time to rest these guys up because half of the remaining games are divisional games. 4 of the 8 games are against divisional opponents, 2 against the Bears, and then you still have to... go on the road to Minnesota and Chicago and Minnesota and Detroit as well. So I'm with you there, Mike. I think this is a perfect time for the Packers to get healthy and kind of take a step back and be like, okay, what went wrong in that first half of the season? What can we correct?
Oh, by the way, the Bucs won a game.
Yeah, by
like
23
that?
Points. I was a little frustrated watching in the first half yesterday because the Jazz are terrible. That's what they turned it around in the second half. That's what you're supposed to do against a really bad team. Win that thing by 20-plus points. Tough now tonight. They have to travel to the Knicks in New York at MSG. This is a tough stretch for the Bucks. And getting off to the slow start that they did not very good for them. I mean, they've got the Knicks, and then they've got the Celtics here on Sunday. So if you want to check out a great, you know, hopefully a good basketball game, maybe head over to the Fiserv Forum for that on Sunday with no Packers game. But this is a tough, tough stretch for the Bucks, and they don't have a ton of time to sit around and go, oh, well, what do we got to do to figure it out? They just have to figure it out on the fly.
Why don't you go to the mall or something on Sunday? You know, help the business.
I got tickets. I'm going to the Bucks game.
Then the mall. 657. Thank you, Gabe, on Wisconsin's Morning News.